Stay tuned for a song after this episode by yours truly, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, called Nowhere Left to Go. Stay tuned.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Alien modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts and the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So when you're feeling all alone, grab a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Hit it up.
Oh yeah, welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. This is your favorite Canadian comedy conspiracy horror podcast. Oh yeah, it's strong shit. I smoked a tiny, like, I smoked like two bowls before I went to work, and when I came to work I was like, oh, I'm fucking really high. Like, I gotta, I used to smoke tons of weed, especially when I was a chef and stuff, all the time. But, like, I don't smoke as often. Like, I smoke before work on, like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday sometimes. Yeah. Like, just, like, a little bowl. Yeah. But I had one at, like, 1:30. I had work at, like, 3, and then I had one at, like, 2:30. And when I was like came to work, I was like,
just baked out of your.
Well, I was baked, and I was like, and my like chest was all tight and shit. And I was like, okay, I'm at work now. So what I wanted to mention, actually, was so people will know about this. There is a documentary that got released recently. It was called Leaving Neverland.
Oh.
It's about Michael Jackson. In Neverland. And so me and my girlfriend watched the first 2-hour fucking episode. It's 4 hours altogether. There's only two parts of it. And boy, first I'm like gauging them. It's disturbing. Like, I'm gauging these two dudes. It's two guys, Wade Robinson and I think it's like it's Eric or something fucking some other guy. But they're people that are raised around Michael Jackson kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing and stuff. And, like, I'm starting to believe them. Like, I always was on MJ's side in one weird way of being, like, because I know that the Illuminati was trying to kill him.
Yeah, but the guy held his kid over a porch. Balcony.
But he is a very ghoulish, creepy, especially when he got older. Like, I was saying even to my girlfriend about this when we were watching this. I was like, I remember one Halloween, I was at my grandma's house the day before Halloween or something. And there was an MTV special, an hour of, like, Michael Jackson, but it was when he went through his white phase, like, fully, and his nose is falling off.
He changed over already. He's fucked right up. Yeah. He ruined his life.
Oh, also, I am Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson, and we got Justin Taze.
Justin Taze.
The Bilbo Baggins was supposed to be here, so we did switch up the episode, because if you're a new listener, we do usually have, especially lately, a new fucker here with us, and he's been with me on podcasts. He got caught, you know. We all, like, I know what it was like to work in restaurants. He's a bartender server slash, so he's stuck right now. I can imagine right now
he's keeping his job.
Yeah, he's probably waiting tables pissed off because he's supposed to be here right now. So we did switch up the episode. It was supposed to be something a little different. But if you do listen to our shit religiously and stuff, we did leprechauns.
Yeah.
So we're doing something deeper today. But I just want to finish the Michael Jackson because I'm watching this shit fucking tomorrow. I'm finishing it tomorrow. But it's fucking disturbing. And I'm starting to, like, literally see that, yeah, like, he, like, even it's at fault of the parents because it has some of the parents talking. It's disturbing.
I never didn't believe it.
I was going to say, there was a Halloween special, as I was saying, and I was at my grandma's house, rest in peace, her soul, and fucking, she came in the room, she said, what the fuck are you watching? And I was like, oh, it's a MTV special, it's got, like, Michael Jackson. She's like, turn that shit off. Like, you know, she never swore. She's like, turn that off. And I was like, why? She's like, he's a creep, and she did not like Michael Jackson. But there's disturbing shit. Like, they go in grandiose detail about every fucking shit. Like, how
they get fucking deep.
Yeah, guys. Michael Jackson spread this kid's little asshole so he could look at his bumhole.
Oh my god.
I know, it's disturbing. It's so fucked. And I'm sitting there like stone. Like, my girlfriend wants to watch this. I was like, I don't want you to watch it without me, because if you watch it and then I don't get the gist of it, I want to see this too. I'm sitting there last Sunday and I had like a Guinness or something. I'm sitting there like having a beer and I'm like, this is disturbing. But and even a joke is like that they show like all Neverland Ranch. You never got to see Neverland Ranch really.
No. So no, I heard about it and everything and seen little bits too. Of pictures.
Yeah. But now they show like interior how it is. It's fucking the whole. I can't just breathing about this shit because it is like disturbing and even thinking about it. And it's like, it's even like, even if it's like fucking 5% of this shit's true, it's disgusting. Yeah. And even they thought, like, the families that got involved, they thought of him like he's just a little boy, like in his own man, which he was. And even if he was, you were still a grown man. But they say disgusting shit
when
on this
he
stuff.
Started, he was just a little boy, right?
Yeah, and then his dad
beat
him.
To that brain
him.
When you have no hold down, right?
His dad beat him, and there was there's a Bill Burr joke where it's like, get in the fucking fireplace, because supposedly they slept in the fireplace.
What?
Yeah. The Jackson family was not raised right, and the dad literally abused these kids into fame.
And stole her money pretty well.
Yeah, it's very fucked up. But thing is, what does abuse do? It creates monsters.
Yes.
You know, which we will get into on a further episode. That's actually we're going to touch upon today. But, you know, fucking Billy. That whole thing was disturbing. I got to finish it tomorrow. And I will recap maybe next week on how fucked up that documentary is. Because I'm not fully finished. But it is very disturbing. I shout it out because it is something that is... Is odd. A lot of people have different reactions. They, you know, the FBI did raid his home and were always there for 10, like, were there, they investigated for like 10 years.
Really?
But the thing that they never mentioned in these FBI reports was there was, I think, I don't know why this was never released, but like a cassette, like a VHS, and it said like something about boys throughout the year or something like that, or.
Oh, my God.
But Macaulay Culkin and Corey Feldman, which I actually do like Corey Feldman a lot.
I've heard of him.
He's one from the Goonies.
I can't put a face to it.
Goonies. He's from the Goonies.
The fat
Stand
one
by Me.
Or...
No, the one with the glasses. And no, I mean the glasses. That was Stand by Me. He's off of fucking The Lost Boys, that vampire movie. That.
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he never got touched, but the thing is that people were saying and stuff and speculating is, like, that was his equal as, like, they were famous to Michael. They were, like, a friend, but
and
Michael Jackson...
Same age,
yeah.
He kind of, like, thought he'd lead him up to his stage.
Yeah, but there is weird things behind all of this, and that's why I'm talking about it, because it's something that's so relevant, because R. Kelly, you heard about the R. Kelly shit?
Like the band.
No, R. Kelly, the R&B artist, you know,
I don't even know who that is, though.
Okay, you'll know the song.
Yeah, a band.
No, R. Kelly's a singer. Okay, how about,
I thought it was the name of the...
Fly like an eagle.
Oh,
I wanna
really?
Soar. Yeah, that's...
That's where that comes
from.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
R. Kelly, okay? So he's at his own stand where he supposedly peed on a girl. You remember that Dave Chappelle skit? You ever watch
no.
Dave Chappelle show? Dave Chappelle also had a joke about R. Kelly. yeah, it's really disturbing. And, so, I know what we're doing, but I just need to show you this shit. I gotta show you a clip of this, okay? This is just, I don't give a fuck about sharing this, because all this stuff has to do with all the abuse that's coming out. So, does this sound like a guilty person?
This is not me, y'all. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man! This is not about music! I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it!
I saw you peed on a bunch of little girls.
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth! You don't want to believe!
His point,
we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment.
He's in music.
His publicist helped calm him down.
His publicist.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let the camera keep rolling.
This doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me we're going to destroy your career.
You would act a lot more normal.
So, no, there's more to the interview. Y'all killing me with this shit. He's going nuts. So, R. Kelly's been now accused of, like, there's video footage that's supposed to be found where his face is in it quickly, but he tried to hide a lot of times. But he would influence, like, little girls, and he would hang around high schools.
That guy.
Yeah. He's a massive, famous, like, I'm a go-getter. Like, he did a song with Akon. Like, he's
I've heard that, too.
Massive, famous, fucking... massive famous Holy. Star, and he was Dave Chappelle's made the joke that he used to piss on little girls. That he was pissing on a 15-year-old.
Yeah,
but now it started where he was maybe she was 13 when it started. I'm talking about this shit because this shit's getting deep in Hollywood, and I always said it's gonna start in Hollywood, and then it's gonna start trickling its way down
to
government, and now government officials will eventually, fucked up, eh?
I've never fucking heard of that.
We're drinking on Sky Vodka right now.
Sky Vodka and some cold shots here.
Yeah, we got some beer, too.
I'm about to start that cold shot.
Yeah, I might have a cold shot, too. We've pretty much almost finished 26 here, which is okay, because we're always level-headed. I've never been, hopefully... I could have been too fucked up, but good thing I get a good at editing, because the last podcast could have been a lot longer. But I won. Yeah, it was fucked. I had to sit there and edit out a shitload of stuff. That's what happens when you drink Irish whiskey and fucking the girlfriend's gone for the weekend.
You did a good job, though.
I did, and even you said in your good British accent that I did a good job.
Hey, matey, oh, that's pirate.
That's a pirate.
That's the British accent.
Oh, that's the British accent. Okay, so I just want to mention that because like, you didn't like get into what we're getting to at all. I just like... that shit, like, I've already watched, we've almost finished the R. Kelly documentary, and he was supposed to be, he was keeping women, like, captive. Like, it, like, legit, like, even if his wife and stuff would be locked up in the room, and she couldn't come downstairs, and he'd be chilling all the homeboys, have some other girl, and
his
then
wife didn't
she would come down, now she is, but she would come down and be like, can I, even, like, even, or girls he was with, be like, come out of the room, and be like, can I make some eggs? I'm hungry. And then he'd be like, nah, bitch, get back in your room.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, nuts. And that's like, even in the interview. Holy. Watch that whole fucking interview. I'm shouting that out because that shit's fucked. He's like, y'all kill me with this shit. Like, it's like, no, you're actually super guilty.
No, you were showing
guilty.
Me that beginning. Yeah.
Guilty as shit. Okay.
If you got that many eyes looking at you, you're not going to freak out like
your
that.
Your publicists are like, no.
Yeah.
You should just
they'd
say that.
Shut the camera off. That wouldn't all get videoed. And acting is fucking easy for these famous people when they don't care.
He has done some very disturbing shit, and now he's paying for it. And you can't think... he was abused kind of when he was a kid, but you can't... we're getting deep, and I do want to do... I'm trying to think of a name of what I want this, but I want to do shows that are just like a rant. So let's get into this. We're doing the Unsolved Murders of Canada. So this is interesting. I like researched this a while ago, and I like might as well dive into it since Bilbo is not here. But let's get into the first one. Dino Bravo. In his day-to-day life, he was known as Alfredo. Alfredo.
He was food.
Yeah. Pretty much, it's definitely Italian, but it's like Alfredo. It's Alfredo. Benicio. An Italian immigrant from Quebec, when the spotlight was on, he became Dino Bravo, professional wrestler. Dino achieved his great success in the late 1980s, working with the World Wrestling Federation, WWF.
I tried.
Justin tried to burp. WWF. He was in the WWF. I used to watch wrestling with my brother especially, and my brother used to do backyard wrestling. Him and his friends took my fucking video camera that I used to use for like comedy sketches when I was like 10 or 11. And they took an old mattress, an old queen size mattress out back, put ladders up, the whole
Holy.
Works, did and fucking film this shit. They would whip each other. Like, I tried to go
Can
in the one time.
Can we still find it?
if I could fucking find these tapes, I have tapes that I have no idea. And I've asked my mom where the fuck they are. Where did these tapes go? Oh, yeah,
there's no online.
No, where did these tapes go? Because I have tapes of us doing sketches. I have tapes with, like, when I was 13. And I, like, there's, like, my brother's wrestling videos. Us doing sketches that we created out of scratch.
That fucking sucks. No, I want to put this on all of these walls. Yeah,
and that's why it'd be hilarious, because all of our fucking social media. But that's why it's funny also, is because
I was like,
I don't know where they are. I can find my old rap tapes when I literally first started rapping, and I recorded them on fucking, like, tape recorders and shit. And I don't know where these tapes are. And they were in a specific place. I'm like, fuck it, my brothers took them. I'm sorry, buddy.
They're probably fucking long gone, right?
So something this like wrestler, Dino Bravo, professional wrestler, which is funny, was in the WWF when he was billed as the Canada Strongman, right? So he's a big buff motherfucker. Dino retired in 1992. Less than a year later, he was dead. He retired dead.
His body, that's a lot of money. Maybe he was on a lot of drugs.
That's what a lot of, eventually maybe we'll do a Chris Benoit, podcast.
Macklemore?
No.
Drugged out though.
Yeah. Chris Benoit was a famous wrestler. I think he was.
I've heard of that too.
Yeah. And, how he died is, I'm not even going to mention it, because if we ever do an episode.
Lots of family issues.
How he died was fucked up.
My dad was big in,
it's very fucked up. I tried to describe it just now, he killed himself, but it's it's very fucked up. So he retired in 1992, and less than a year later, he was found dead. But his body was found in his home, sitting in front of a hockey game, and his body was riddled with 17 bullets.
Whoa, I did not know that.
Nobody knows. No, like, nobody has ever charged with Dino Bravo's murder. It remains a mystery to this day. However, can you kind of guess? Like, think about it. He's it sounds like he's French Italian.
Yeah, no, it's fucking.
It sounds like he's French Italian.
Came from somewhere else. Probably has a lot of hate for the state itself.
He was a Quebec. He was an Italian immigrant in Quebec.
Yeah. So, Italy and French are still friends. Friends.
What do you think about Italy, though? Who do you think of?
I don't know.
The Mafia.
Oh, shit.
So, the rumor soon to arose that Bravo was killed by the Mafia due to his involvement in a cigarette smuggling ring.
Just a connection to just a cheaper place.
Just to get fucking cheaper Sig Sigs.
I get it back then. Get
cheaper cigarettes. I actually thought
10 cents was $10.
We're pretty good on the vodka. I almost thought we were done, but we still got a quarter of it left. So we're taking some shots. We're doing vodka. We'll always drink on this. Maybe we'll get lighter, especially when we get into more serious subjects, but this is a fun one. We're not doing what we did last time. Nobody fucking knows. But the funny thing is that you're going to get killed by the Mafia. You're gonna kill for a fucking cigarette smuggling ring?
Yeah, you know how much money every dollar every person makes?
That's a cold shot. Go cold shot. Budweiser cold shot. I don't know what accent that is. This is the cold shot where he's cracked some Budweiser, which is not Canadian. It's the king of beers. Supposedly. Bullshit. This is not even close to the king
of beer. Never had one. Budweiser I've had, but not a cold shot.
It's just a stronger beer. It doesn't taste that strong. It tastes like pussy beer compared to shit.
I feel like I should poke a hole in it.
I drink the IPAs. I don't know why I feel like I want to rhyme right now. The Babes in the Woods murders. Alright? The term Babes in the Woods has been used several times by the media when referring to the case with multiple child victims who were found in a forest. In 1953, it happened in Vancouver, when the bodies of two young boys were found in Stanley Park.
Even worse.
I know. The Babes in the Woods murders. Like, I get it's the 50s.
It sounds like girls, though.
I know. But it's the 50s. You know what I mean? Oh, little cute little babe over there, like, little babe boy. I don't know what the fuck accent that is.
Fucking 2020. It's pretty well where we're at. It's fucking babes is whims.
Yeah, no, yeah, babes is whims. I know
you don't even
whims.
Know what whims is. Women.
Yeah, I like whims. That's pretty cool. Whimsy, whimsical women. It's getting
don't
those vibrations.
Don't push me, because yeah,
I'm close to
the
edge. Good old,
Happy Feet.
Oh, that's sad. You know who rapper that did that? Can you tell me who rapper that did that?
Biggie or
no,
Tupac.
LL Cool J.
No way.
Please don't close me close to the edge. Yeah, fucking LL Cool J, man.
I don't really know him.
So. Mama said knock you out.
Okay.
Mama said knock you
really?
Out.
Really? That's cool.
Oh, fuck it, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah. We'll eventually get into hip-hop episodes. I'm a fucking avid hip-hop fan. And actually, if you wait for the song afterwards, we're playing a song called Nowhere Left to Go after this. So get ready for that shit. But, so these boys, two boys, found murdered in Stanley Park, in the woods of Stanley Park. To this day, the boys have remained unidentified, which is also creepy, because some woman out there is like, oh, my baby's coming home. He's gotta be. There's no way there's a rapist raping his butthole right now. Or that he's a fucking corpse. Like,
yeah,
so I'm sorry.
Back in the days before
yes.
we can't go
outside
without
worrying. This is 1953.
This
is a dark humor podcast. So get ready for some fucking dark humor. Especially when the episode's coming up that we're going to be doing. Ooh, cold shots. Cold shots. Old dots. Smoke pot. Old twats. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm
corpse rots.
Oh my god! I like that. I'm high fiving.
That took a lot of thought.
Yeah, and if you thought rhymes with cold shots. To this day, the boys remain unidentified. A later examination revealed that they were murdered 6 years prior to their discovery. So they were found in 1953 in Vancouver. So they found their body. So it could have been. And it would have been in, like, 1947.
They're still learning, like, how a body rots and shit. And they're like, was this today, yesterday, or fucking a million years ago?
Body Rot is a great Bo Thugs and Harmony song. I could sing it. I'm not going to.
We'll all try.
Body Rot. But it is interesting when you think about it. The remains were so decomposed that medical examiners originally identified one of the victims as a girl, even though it wasn't. Until 1998, testing proved that the victims were not only boys, but they were brothers.
Oh my god.
Is that fucked? Justin doesn't know any stories of what we're doing.
No, I have not learned about any of this, unless he throws something that I've heard a name.
He probably won't. But that's trippy, too, because it took so fucking long. These boys were fucking murdered in the 50s, or maybe even the end of the 40s. And the thing is, even though this was Vancouver, this would have been after World War II, just after the Great Depression, a couple of years beforehand, like, that Canada was going through its crazy shit, too, at the same time. And that's why I like doing the
Canada's really one you never hear about. They were stormtroopers. That's about it.
How much coke they did. We'll get into that. I got an episode coming Woo-hoo! For that. Oh, yeah. They fucking...
I heard little of this.
Canadians love the cocaine during World War II. Ask British people. They did not enjoy that. In a little
Canada!
In a little tin, they would get, like, heroin and shit. Oh, I'm not getting into this yet, but just wait for a war shit coming up that we're doing. But the police had little to go on. Although they knew the victims were white, obviously, it seems like, because why did they care so much?
Hatred.
No. No, Justin, no. Why would they care to keep researching this shit and to carry this case on 30 years later? Why in 1998 did they get the DNA after they were probably killed? So they said when they found the bodies, it was 1953. Said that they probably were killed 6 years before. So that's like 1947.
They were not smart enough to know when it happened.
Yeah. And then why do they keep these? Like, that's, see, I'm going to go to something because I don't know how to just do a Canadian. How do you do a Canadian accent? Like, can you try one?
Hey, man. Your own if you want to go cut some beavers down with our hacksaws and shit, because we got technology.
But the thing is, like, they didn't know anything, and, like, they're dum-dums. And, like, oh, my God. I can't, like, think about, like... The funny thing is the police had very little to go on, and all these victims were known as white, but that's what I'm saying, why they kept investigating it. It's like, if you're IBG straight British, I'm like, But they're white, and that's why I think it's funny, because if it was some black kid's bones, this would have been left in the 50s. I'm telling you 100%, it would have been. And they were between 7 and 10 years old, and they were killed with a hatchet that was left actually at the scene. So it took 6 years to find these bodies.
16.
No. Before they were found. Okay, the bodies were found in 1953.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you the whole time.
From the start to the end.
Yeah, so when examiners, when they first found the bodies, 1953. So we were just trying to get through that medical. We've learned to wash our hands.
Yeah.
We've learned to realign bodies and know where the fucking shit is.
That was a big problem the whole time in fucking World War II, yeah. Right?
No,
in Civil War, everything.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands, kids. But, so think about this. So that they were probably killed in the late 40s, right?
Yeah.
So when they finally get the DNA, 1998, right? They find out that it's definitely two boys between 7 and 10, and they were killed and most likely raped. But there was a hatchet that was left at the scene they did have. The bodies were arranged in a straight line and were covered with a woman's rain cape. That's weird. That's also weird.
Yeah.
So when they found these bodies, there was an older woman.
A woman did it.
No, a woman's rain cape. I don't know what a rain cape is.
Like a little shawl.
Little
Red Riding Hood threw on her rain cape because it's fucking raining, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would literally see it as a Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah. Because, yeah. A little rain. Almost says.
Yeah, the wolf killed her. She killed these guys.
Yeah, and then the wolf sitting there being like, I'm just your little grandma. And like, yeah, you know what I mean? That whole story is really fucked up. And if you go back at the stories of what it is.
They even made a movie for kids about
this is what happens. Really that's what is. I mean. Justin chose a short one because we get off topic. And it's fine. Both boys were wearing leather aviation helmets. That's cool, though.
That's like war style.
Yo, aviation
shit.
Helmets. Yeah. Like the little leather caps that fucking pilot fighters wear.
Yeah. The fucking old school fucking...
Now it makes sense. Now, look at it. Now
traveler makes... shit. It doesn't matter if you're a boater or a pilot. You still wear it in warfare.
No, a lot of the... With the goggles on the front, it makes sense. Think about it. Because if they were killed in 1947, just after the war, 1945 was the
of
war...
Of World War One.
World War II. Did not fuck my history. I've done too much research on the shit.
Sorry, you've done better on this
World
than
War
me.
II, no, World War One was from 1914-1918, okay? Only a short gap, okay? World War II was 1939 till 1945. So, their bodies were found in 1953. But they said they were 6 years decomposed. So... 1947, 6-ish maybe.
Yeah.
They bought them when they were killed. And they were found with these aviation helmets. Think about it. So they were like fantasizing, like out in the woods, being like, I want to be like daddy. I want to be like daddy.
Yeah.
Fly planes and I'd go to World War II. I'd kill all the Nazis. That was a very fucking Japanese.
That was really good though. No, I thought that was pretty Hitler. Sorry.
But the funny thing is the police end up following up on the information and they found out that there was the mother of the boys, but never found the killer. So two boys that were, it depends. They're like goggle leather helmet.
I never thought of it in that.
And the funny thing is when you think about it, it just fucking
did it.
In 1959, 12-year-old Lynn Harper disappeared in New Canada Air Force Base in Clinton, Ontario. 2 days later, her body was abandoned by a nearby farm. Police immediately turned their attention to 14-year-old schoolmate Stephen Trescott, his last person that was seen with Lynn. Trescott was charged with the murder and tried as an adult. You guys are fucking assholes.
How old was he?
He was 14.
Tried as an adult. I get the case and the reason, but the guy should just be put in a fucking white cell and left there.
I'm not gonna mention any films, but it's true. Honestly, that's fucking sad as shit. He was end up being found guilty and sentenced to death. Although the sentence was changed to life imprisonment, he spent 10 years in prison. Listen to this, that's fucked. Okay, 10 years in prison before being paroled in 2007.
After a new investigation,
Stephen Trescott was acquitted of all charges, receiving a bid settlement, and they had apology from the Attorney General for a miscarriage of justice. I'd be like, go fuck yourself. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to fucking my girlfriend's But he spent 10 years in prison for fucking nothing.
He literally didn't even fucking do anything.
Yeah, nothing. He literally did nothing. Spent 10 years in prison. Just a little bit. Receiving a bid settlement and apology, which are... New evidence gathered using modern technology showed the origin investigation likely got them to the death of a wrong suit.
Yeah.
As a part of Trescott's defense, okay, listen to this. His lawyers presented several persons of interest who were never seriously investigated for the death of Lynn Harper's murder. Never in this kid that spent 10 years in prison, his lawyers were like, we have a bunch of fucking people that could have done it.
Yeah.
In general, they could have just done it. Like, what the fuck? And they didn't look at it at all. This includes a Clinton resident who was convicted of pedophilia, was a minister with a history of sexual assault, and he was an electrician working out of the Clinton base with a rape conviction. The goal wasn't to find a killer. It was to show the original investigators weren't wrong. And that's bullshit. I'm going to say this. Of many cases we will end up doing on this podcast, a lot of people will be probably, because I want to do a wrongful convicted podcast.
People that shouldn't have fucking been thrown in there, right?
In the first place. They were looked at, yeah. Like the Stephen Avery case. I don't know if you know about this, but whatever. Stephen Avery is a very famous name. If you know who that is, you definitely know. If you listen to this podcast, you would.
Oh, I fucked up.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying people in general.
Thanks. I'm part of the podcast.
But it was the whole, I'm not going to get into that fucking case at all. But a lot of people get tried for bullshit accounts. It happens numerous fucking times, and it's fucked up. Like, there's so many people that have spent life in jail for somebody else's crime. So this dude that ended up spending 10 years in jail for this, his prosecutors came out with the fucking defense that, like, hey, there's other people to look at. Look at those other people.
Yeah.
The focus was on the attention of the 14-year-old then, who there was plenty of other suspects that the police wanted to nail down someone in general.
A person, anybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. These people want them to get in trouble. Sure, we'll take them.
No, and these people will shut up in the government issues. What you think about how the police do their shit in general, it's like, hey, then there's no more open cases. I don't have to work anymore.
It's like, calm the fuck down. Yeah. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, no.
And let's move on to the next issue.
No, but it's even like, think about it, right? Think about it. It's like, okay, we have all these open cases of unsolved murders. Here's one we close shut. It's closed. Yeah. They don't have to worry about it anymore because they want to do it as quickly as they can.
Good point, yeah.
Isn't that fucked?
Holy fuck, though. Those are something you want to deal with, but if someone throws in a word and we're like, we're going to shut you down on that, and they're like, oh, we want to close this shut. No, because it's the higher up, right?
Not even the higher ups, it's lazy investigation that of too, cops yes. wanting to just end cases.
And they get thrown the idea of it, though.
This is the 1950s. Cops didn't give a fuck. They don't Good now. Good point. Why would they fucking...
They had so many issues then.
Okay, I gotta deal with this black guy that probably did commit this crime, but we're gonna blame him for it anyway because he's black, because I don't like black people. Let's, like, close the case on him. There's also this Asian guy I don't like. You know what I mean? Like, it's all that shit.
These days, though, it's just, it doesn't matter who you're on, who you are, you're on file if we see a fucking print of or anything.
Nowadays, there's cameras fucking everywhere. But and this case in general, it's very, like, it's funny. He was definitely wrong convicted. They've proven this. And, yo, you can give this fucking dude as much money as you want, but he spent 10 years in fucking jail, in fucking prison, for something he never did as a fucking 14-year-old boy.
Yo, I'd be like, no, I didn't fucking do it.
So he got when he went out when he was 24. Very sad.
You're ruined at that point.
Yep. So they linked the other suspects. Actually, there were suspects around the police now think that could have killed her, who worked as a traveling salesman and was responsible for 7 fucking murders throughout Ontario. Okay. Ooh. However, that man, like most other suspects, is dead.
Obviously.
Because
they didn't
investigate it till 1998.
He's an alibi. He's just a fucking kill this guy when right?
Well, think about this. This woman fucked police coming straight from the underground. Thundertown. But this really fucked up to me, and that blows my mind. They don't do the proper investigation, and they fucking never will. And they don't do that shit, and that pisses me off about cops. On April 25th, 1927.
Before it even happened?
Yeah. Prior to this, so a lot of people saw what was going on, like, saw her released.
I guess ghosts release time, right?
Yeah, no, it's...
New dimensions.
I spilled a bunch of vodka on my pants. On my Forrest Gump.
In 1928.
Forrest Gump, don't know what's going on. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. So we've been drinking a little too much for this podcast, but it's okay. On April 25th, 1928, 5-year-old Julia Johnson mysteriously disappeared from outside of her home in Winnipeg. Several neighbors saw her prior to that, allowing police to later establish the detailed timeline. At around 2 p.m., Nathan Trelapsky, so it's a dude, so this kid, a blacksmith, so this is 1928.
Still with the same person,
so
right?
So 1928.
Yeah.
So there is blacksmiths.
Long fucking time ago.
Yeah, this is just before, this is actually before World War II, right?
We sword fought.
No.
Sword fought in muskets.
No. This is based on something completely different. Lust. At 3:50 p.m., neighbor Pauline Carl looked outside of her window and spoke to Julia, who was asking Mrs. Carl if her daughter, Elizabeth, would be coming home soon. Later, that was the pretty much last time anyone spoke to this little girl.
1952?
1928. World War II, and it's the Roaring Twenties. Everyone wants to get drunk, but there's also the prohibition.
War's over. Have fun.
Yeah, but prohibition.
But you can't have fun.
Yeah, you can't have fun. So, just 5 minutes later, Mrs. Carl's son walked in and inquired about Julia being missing, and her mother was looking for her. Pretty soon, the entire neighborhood had formed a search party. The police called in, but in vain. Julia would soon be found, and almost 9 years later...
Time after they had technology, right?
Time after time. No, but I'm saying, like,
good
that
song.
If all this shit happens in 1937... In 1937, a disguised building near the Johnsons' home would be repurposed, and the machinist was too busy dismantling the old boiler in the basement. Instead, the boiler, the workers found the body of Julia Johnson, mummified.
They dug under, and they found this body.
Yep, and it was mummified.
You'll never change my boiler. It'll last 60 million years.
Yeah. Literally.
I'll be 40.
Literally. These workers were coming in to fix the boiler, and there was an old body dismantled in all of this.
Oh, my God, though. Back then, that's the thought.
The workers found Julia Johnson mummified in ashes. There wasn't much evidence left, obviously. It's a fucking boiler. So some rapist...
fucking ruined.
Yeah, raped this 5-year-old girl.
To kill them.
Yeah, raped this 5-year-old girl in 1928. Raped her fucking body, and then threw her in this boiler. And essentially, it was a boiler off the property of everything that was going on. There wasn't that much evidence left, but the coroner could conclude that it was her. But considering the coroner's evidence, they couldn't establish if Julia was murdered or if her death was caused by accident or someone hiding their body within the boiler. This is a very...
Within bodies. Who knows? These people are fucking left alone for nothing.
Well, they dismantled this house and essentially they found her body parts.
Did the guy get away with it?
Yep.
Or was he old
Prior
and dead
to the
by
discovery,
then?
Police had one solid lead. A neighbor with a criminal record. After being questioned, he faked his death and then tried to escape Seattle's prison system. He was actually tried to escape Seattle in general. His arrest in Washington and deported to Canada, where he'd be questioned again. But he disappeared once more, and the time is no one knows where he went.
Under a new oath with different laws, he's like, my lawyer might get me out of this if I leave the state.
He literally just disappeared.
I'm an immigrant.
Yeah,
Canada takes all of them. We're the fucking Lucky Charms rainbow guy.
Nobody knows where the fuck this dude went to. After all these murders, I'm going to murder this little girl, rape her, throw her in this fucking...
Who knows?
They literally, like, I've seen the pictures.
A second boiler.
It was a boiler of a home they were, like, dismantling.
Yeah, a boiler in a boiler? Who knows? Yeah.
This is very fucked up. Our last story is Peter Vinerage. In early 1900s, a Russian religious group known as the Dukin Buras, immigrated to Canada, settling a land giving them Canadian government in Saskatchewan. So it was a cult group in Saskatchewan, right?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, a man named Peter Virgin, literally, it's Peter,
he's a virgin.
Yeah.
His name's Peter and he didn't have a last name. Peter to
Dick Virgin. Rose through the ranks and became the Durhobor's spiritual leader. Yeah, well no, it's the it's a spiritual leader.
Duke Oboros.
Duke Oboros, spiritual leader, a preacher, and virgin became known as Lord Lee. That's creepy.
Lord Lee, fucking good or bad, right?
Yeah, I'm Lord Lee, buddy. It's fucked.
Fucking Lee.
I'm your lord. Hey, bring your daughters over here. I'm not even talking about what
Whoa,
this
Whoa, don't bring up my daughter.
Through spiritual leading, a preacher, a virgin, the guy that led the cult essentially became lordly within the Durkabun. I'm gonna say Durkabun because I don't understand what the fuck they're talking about. It was a community that helped expand British Columbia.
Yeah.
Like BC. Okay. What?
Follow fucking Satan and here you go.
Okay. Was known he was killed in 1924 in a violent train explosion.
He just disappeared.
So this cult leader was trying to lead all these people from Russia, a religious group, of immigrant Canadians, and he essentially blew up in this train explosion, which is really fucked. Although several people died in the blast. Lord Lee, that's what they came. Lord Lee.
I'm your servant name was Lord Lee.
Lord Lee. Okay.
That's creepy. He's got an early ass name. It is creepy,
okay? Lord Lee within the Dua Kurban, I'm not doing a fucking Russian accent.
What the fuck is that?
Dua Kurban community helped to expand British Columbia. Virginia was all his death. This guy's death was in 1924 in a violent train explosion, although several people died in the blast. Lord Lee was also considered to be the target as a bomb. It was a bomb detonation of what they were supposed to do. They were trying to blow up everybody. And the detonation was under his own seat.
Everybody that follows me, I'm going to kill you because I'm better than you and you're all following me for the wrong reason. Yes, but
also, his assassination remains unsolved. Although it is lack of suspects, it seems at the time he may actually be alive, that he faked his death. Durka Huberas, within a Durka Bond community, extremists called themselves Sons of Freedom, explaining Lord Lee, that's what they called him, Lord Lee,
yes,
as slang for their own core beliefs. The Soviets, the Soviet Russia,
yes,
were insulated by the Durka Bond, refused to actually have Russian rule and do anything to do with Russia. Americans from the KKK and the I already have a shot, motherfucker. Pour your own shot.
That's the deal.
Americans formed the KKK and American legions wanted to stop the Dora Kabon or whatever. Honestly, it's a very Russian name.
Hoboras.
The Duke Huboras.
I don't know. Close as I got. Duke came from the Duke before.
Duke Huboras. From explanation. So essentially all these groups that from the KKK were actually trying to fight against all these other fucked up peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Even the lordly son, Peter Verjon, which is the person that started all this, threatened for his father. His father is being a liar, a crook, and was interested in young girls for their cult.
For the youngins follow whoever the fuck is better
so
than them.
So essentially, this cult came out of a Russian dude that came to Canada that ended up using it for young women.
Russians came to Canada before America?
Yep. This is during
in a friendly ship.
19th century,
in
yeah.
In that case, that's in a friendly ship.
Get out of our fuck. I don't give a fuck. If you want to live here, go ahead. I do not give a shit about
I don't care either. That's a new lesson to me, though. It's a lot of Canadians don't know that.
Many of the people that still believe in what his beliefs is the Canadian government was behind the assassination of the cult leaders. Assassination. Others entertain the possibility that the explosions
till recently.
And I am ready to end this. That we're all drinking. Honestly, you're like Strange Brew Canada. We talk about
it's Canada. It's fucking probably the best place to go. And yeah. Yet we'll bring up all of your problems.
Yeah, all your problems. So get through us, Strange Brew Canada. We'll get into this. We're getting to crazier shit as we go. But Jesus Christ, Strange Brew Canada.
This world is mad because it's run by crazy people. And what you have is these crazies, this force of crazy, which is operating behind the scenes where no one sees it. Anyone mentions it, you're mad. They don't exist.
I have an obsessive mind. I leave my thoughts sketched in time. Believe I'm not like the rest of my kind. I don't fear cops. I've been arrested for crime. I've shed teardrops. No exit to find. You're all insects caught in the web of lies. Women in a thin dress. Know their interest is brought by. You're sent to guys. We're animals and invention. Why? You think sexual tension is a high for us? Why we trust a bunch of lying fucks that won't die for us? But we die for them. Eaten alive by the Leviathan. Rise up like Eastern tribes. Beaten by the bad guys again. I don't believe I'll die. We've reached our time. I'm the mad scientist in the lab with the rhymes when it's that time again. No way left to go. No one that you know. Hold on, I'll be back for you. This world leaves you black and blue. I close my eyes. point of view that's different. I could destroy you with rap rhythm. Fuck the boys in blue, crack slinging. All about emotion and want? That's women. Womanizer, hold my cock, laughing as I trash women. Girls' clothing looking tighter as they stroll the block, following the fashion image. I have all knowing, no fact or fiction. From God, you ask forgiveness for all your bad decisions. Maybe you won't go to hell if you change and act different. I'm pretty mad this isn't the place I thought I'd choose to come. A monster running from who I'll become. Like my father, wanting nothing to do with my mom. Fights at home, you wonder why I like to be alone. You're not smart enough to see what I know. Sell your soul and fucking die slow. Now I have to go. Now I'm at you now. Hold on, I'll be back for you. This world leaves you black and blue. I close my eyes and imagine you. What a suicide note to get back at you. Why can't you lose the attitude? I'm not mad at you. Well, there's Freemasons that believe in Satan. They're children taking the underground bases and eating. Look around at what we're facing. As a human race, you don't know what I do to escape. Illusion as fake as virtual reality. What you think the purpose working for a salary? I'm researching the work of Aleister Crowley. Fascinated by how these Satanists got position of power. Rape is a should run in prison hour. World's a huge joke and they mislead us through hope. They fear our children to the demons down below. Do some research, now you know. The world's infested with evil and they rely on the non-intelligence of the people. So we stay slaves asleep. But this grave is deep, there's no God saving me. Now I'll have to go. Now I'm not you know. Hold on, I'll be back for you. This world leaves you black and blue. I close my eyes and imagine you. Wrote a suicide note to get back at you. Why can't you lose the attitude? I'm not mad at you.
These are the people that lend us money that doesn't exist and charge us interest on it. But who's crazier than them? We stand for it! And the world isn't crazy.